Some maintenance work requires specific safeguards before it can begin. This is the case for hot work. Some examples of hot work include welding, torch cutting, grinding, and the use of non-explosion-proof electrical equipment and power tools. A hot work permit is required for hot work operations unless work is performed in a designated fire-safe area. The list and locations of safe areas are documented by management. A hot work permit authorizes a specific task to be performed at a particular location during a specified time frame. The permit is valid for one work shift, and it details how the work is to be carried out, as well as the precautions to be taken. Strict precautions must be taken before entering any confined spaces or other closed or poorly ventilated areas with potentially oxygen-enriched atmospheres. The space must be purged and continuously ventilated to maintain an atmosphere of less than 5% of the lower explosive level and an oxygen concentration of less than 23.5%. The atmosphere must be continuously monitored, preferably with personal monitors. The high alarm must be set at no higher than 23.5% oxygen concentration. If the space is purged with an inert gas, workers must wear adequate respiratory protective equipment and rescue equipment. This allows personnel outside the confined space to quickly locate and rescue them if necessary. An adequate warning system and exit procedures must be in place to allow safe and quick exit if the lower explosive level or oxygen concentration are exceeded. When issuing hot work permits for works in oxygen plants carried out on the main air compressor suction filter housing, it's important to ensure that the acetylene cylinders are never stored or used in the vicinity of the inlet suction filters.